It's time to check in with our state's pollies to see what's affecting our community.
It's time for Blandy's State Polygraph.
And joining us live from Brisbane, it is the state member for Hervey Bay, Adrian Tantari. Adrian, good morning to you.
Good morning, Andrew. Good morning, listeners.
Okay, we're still digesting the budget, and it does appear to be quite a big spend by the government, and the cost of living, I guess, was top of mind there.
Yeah, front and centre of the budget this year is obviously the action on cost of living. The government, Miles government, has focused in on that. We've listened to the community in the time that I've been the member, particularly in the last 18 months or so, if not a little bit longer. The primary issue that's been raised by people is cost of living, Andrew. So we're doing everything we possibly can to ensure that people are able to get by on day-to-day paying their bills. So included in that, obviously, there's been some pre-announcements that have already been made, but these have been included as they've had to be budgeted in this budget, and that includes the $1,000 that the Miles government will be giving everybody off their power bills, plus also, you know, there was the big call on the 20% off vehicle registrations, which is a great thing for people. Those people on, you know, with their vehicles now will save anything between $45 up to $150-odd or more, depending on what sort of vehicle they've got off their discount, and will benefit everybody. The car registration, some people have said to me, Andrew, oh, look, I've only just paid my car registration, so do I still get that? Yes, you do. It's for a 12-month period, so even if you've paid your car registration now, it still runs from now until the next 12 months, so that you'll be captured in that 12-month period.
So you'll get it next time round, perhaps. You've just paid, you'll get it next time round. Okay.
Absolutely, okay. Andrew. Also, a couple of the other big announcements with cost of living action is we've upped the Fair Play vouchers from $150 to $200, and that's for all your kids between 5 and 17. We'll be able to get they can participate in sport and active recreational activities, and that'll be a $200. Now, that just makes a lot easier with families that have more than, you know, with just one kid's hard enough, but if you've got multiple children, it becomes much, much harder to actually get them into active sports. So we've done what we can to assist families regarding that.
Okay, there's a lot of kids who don't play sport purely for the fact that it does cost the parents too much and they simply can't afford it. So
yeah, because it's all those sundry costs, isn't it, Andrew? You know, being a dad, my children are adults now, but I can remember when they were kids, it was always difficult trying to balance who does what where, which one goes to tennis, which one goes to football, which one goes and does all those other dance things. You know, fees and costs and on cost of doing those sorts of activities for your children are always expensive and always, you know, lay heavily on the family budget. So it's a good thing that we've done there. The other thing that's been announced, obviously, is for the first home buyer concession.
Stamp duty there, up to $700,000 now.
Yeah, absolutely. Right. That's brilliant for people. We know that on average, in regional areas particularly, that up to $700,000 is around the average house price. So effectively, for those individuals who actually fall under the eligibility of this program, they will effectively pay no stamp duty at all in purchasing their first home. So that will really make life a lot easier. That will save them somewhere around $17,000.
Okay, that is welcome for them, I am sure. Now, mate, I guess, you know, people will say, but hold on, and it's a double-edged sword here. We do need relief, and this is fantastic, $124 billion debt, but we can't have it always, can we?
$124 billion debt, but we did actually, I mean, this budget did actually come with the third record surplus in a row. Mm-hmm. So we've actually, this actual year, 24-25, gives us a surplus of around $500 million. So it wasn't a deficit budget, it was a surplus budget. So obviously, coming into the following years, 24-25, 25-26 and onwards, we will have a deficit in our budget. But we need to do what's right for people now, Andrew, and we know that they need assistance with cost of living, and that's why we've introduced the projects and programs we've done now to assist people, families, with their cost of living.
Okay, there is some initiatives in place too with some previous spends. So we're talking about the ED hospital, etc., that if by chance there is a change of government in 4 months' time, that these projects will still go ahead. It's always one of those black clouds hanging over projects, isn't it? That what if there is a change of government and we don't get what's been promised here?
Well, you know, we've got a couple of, I've been criticised by opposition about planning for the future for Hervey Bay. Well, you've got to plan because state government departments need to be able to plan. And there's always a planning, pre-planning process before a project's put into place, before shovels are actually hit the ground. So the big issue here is that this is at risk because if we do change government, and the MMP has indicated that they won't be committed to keeping projects that have not started, that are in the planning process. So things like where I've got funding for the $40 million expansion for the Hervey Bay Hospital, I've locked that in so that we can actually get that underway so that won't be lost. I've also locked in some money for the police station, the $28 million police station that we're getting redeveloped down there in Torquay. I've locked that in to make sure that that project gets underway. Also, with our acute ward, there's $11.8 million there. So that's underway now. So that'll be on the ground, hopefully, before the election this year. So, but there are things like the Maryborough Hervey Bay Road, the Burham Heads intersection, which Bruce and I have been fighting really hard to get on the ground. We've been criticised for the delays in that, but I can tell you now, the money's there, it's in the budget, it's underway, so all that criticism has come to nothing but scare tactics on behalf of the LNP. We have had a process in place there that we've had to deal with some judicial matters that required us to make sure that everything was hunky-dory when getting that intersection into place. So that's underway. But yeah, things like free TAFE, you know, we've got 6,500 training places. Now, I was down at the TAFE only recently talking to the enrolled nurses who were doing this, the diploma of nursing down there, Andrew, and that's going to save them about $25,000. What I want to know from the opposition and the LNP, are they going to can that training? I know in Hervey Bay that in 2015, when they were last in power, that they were about to close the Hervey Bay campus of the TAFE. It was only months away from being closed. Okay. So we need to know from the opposition, are they going to keep these projects and programs that I've been able to deliver for the people of Hervey Bay simply because some of them are in a planning process.
Hadrian, we are out of time, mate. I'm sorry to cut you short there, but we are time commitments leading up to 9 o'clock. So we're going to have to leave it there, but I appreciate your time this morning. We'll chat soon.
Thank you, Andrew. It's been a great budget for Hervey Bay.